Pat Case. In case you missed it, story of the day. Moms with fat bottoms make more intelligent children.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Got the story. You'll find it right there on my Facebook page. You can check it out. A study conducted at the University of Pittsburgh showed researchers that stubborn fat residing in the button thighs contains valuable components essential in the development of a child's nervous system. Professor Will Lasick headed up the study. He had this to say.
The fat in these areas is a depot for building a baby's brain. It looks as if women have evolved to accumulate these fats and hold on to them until a baby arrives.
The study went on to say that there's evidence that women with fat bottoms and their children are more intelligent as a result.
Does that make Kim Kardashian a genius?
Good point, Erica. I don't know. Folks been leaving comments all day on Facebook. Jenny says, if that's the case, my kids should be going to Harvard and getting a PhD.
Yeah. Hi, Matt. It's Dara. But I'm here with my friend Karen Fry.
What are you ladies doing today?
Oh, we're taking her daughter to band.
Really? What does she play in the band?
She plays the piccolo.
Yeah, that's a hard instrument right there, the piccolo.
That is a hard one.
I will share something with you as long as you promise to laugh at me.
Okay.
I played the flute in school.
No, that's okay. That takes a lot of effort, too.
You know, and can I be honest with you? The reason why I wanted to play the flute?
Yeah?
I was at that age where I was interested in girls.
I knew it. You wanted to hang with the girls.
I did. I thought, because like, all the cute girls played the flute in band.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hang out with the dudes in the back playing saxophone because they kind of were funky and smelled. And...
Mr. President.
I'm sorry, who'd you say you were?
Matt Case.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let me ask you, when the election results were coming in the other night and you saw this huge sea of red and the Republicans taking control and the Democrats just losing left and right, were you and your team strategizing with new policies? What were you doing?
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
Let me ask you, do you like French fries?
Of course.
If we were hanging out, would you share them with me?
Buy your own damn fries.
So Republican John Boehner, the guy has not been very nice. He's been going after you pretty hard in the news lately.
Sorry, as my got nothing on me.
Well, President Obama, in a very candid interview, I appreciate you taking the time today. Thanks so much.
Later.
A lot of people want to know, what's up with you, John Bon Jovi? What have you been doing?
I'm writing. Again, you know, I didn't have the wherewithal to write this whole year. I was really focused on football. But it's coming back. I'm actively writing. I'm just starting, but I've got a few. And 15 will be about recording, and 16 I'll put something out.
And what about Richie Sambora?
You know, he quit, and that was that. You know, it's not for me to say anything other than that. You know, there's no obligation. If it doesn't move you anymore, you have the right to leave. And he just happened to do it on a show day and never called us again. But there was no reason. There was no fight. It certainly wasn't about money. I'll swear that on the stack of Bibles, and he'll confirm it.
Matt Case, the In Case You Missed It story of the day. Oh my gosh. You've got to see the video. It's on our Facebook page. Hey, most women, when they're pregnant, especially at 9 months, they've given up a lot of things like smoking, drinking, and you think sword swallowing might be on the list. Not for one mom who's a stage performer, Victoria Hernandez. She's not going to let the simple fact that she's 9 months pregnant stop her from swallowing a sword. Mm-mm. Listen to what she has to say.
Pregnant women, all of our insides are pretty much pressed up. So, you know, I have to take that into consideration. And that's why I have to use a shorter blade versus, you know, one that most people use.
A shorter blade at 14 inches. Oh, on a side note, she has given up eating fire while she's pregnant because, yeah, you know, that's a little too much. So what about you when you were pregnant, or maybe somebody you know is pregnant? Did you have to give up something? If so, what was it? Hey, celebrating birthdays today.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you're celebrating a birthday this week, let us know on our Facebook page and we'll give you a shout out. Let's see. Becky and Lake Stevens. She's turning 28 today. Happy birthday, Becky. Cindy in Puyallup, mother of two. Happy birthday. She turns 34 today. And Dale, who's a parts manager, he's celebrating his 42nd today. Happy birthday, man. Celebrity celebrating a birthday today, 59 years old, AC/DC guitarist Angus Young.
59?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
He's still going around in that schoolboy outfit. Al Gore turned 66 today.
Yeah, I could see that. He invented the internet. Thank you, Al Gore.
Yeah.
Thank you, Al Gore. You're super awesome.
Rhea Perlman from Cheers. She's 66.
Wow. I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
There you go. Your birthday's for today.
The game show that I would like to go on is the, I think it's called the $10,000 Pyramid. It's an older game show.
Oh, yeah. I remember the Pyramid. You know, actually, with the cost of inflation, they raised it to be the $25,000 Pyramid.
Oh, really? See, now I really want to go on the show.
So the way, for those who don't know, the game would work like this. I would say a dog, frisbees, kids, swings, grass.
Maybe I'm not supposed to.
Sunshine.
Things that are outside, things that are in your yard.
A bench.
Things that are in a park.
There you go. Things that are in a park. See, that's how you'd play the $10,000 pyramid. I like the $25,000 pyramid. A little bit more money to be had, but you know, I understand.
Right.